According to Moody's Analytics, the U.S. housing market's 10-year outlook is positive. Demographics form the basis for this optimism. From 2003 to 2013, an estimated 11 million net new households emerged in the United States. That tally fell well short of the 12.6 million households that formed between the years 1993 to 2003. But in the last 2 years, the pace of household formation has begun to reaccelerate. Moody's predicts that over the next decade, U.S. population will expand by 28 million people compared with 26 million people during the last 10 years. Population growth and household formation tend to trend together. But there's another factor at work. The typical American household will get smaller. This means that any given amount of population growth translates into more household formation over time, which in turn increases the demand for housing. Of course, economic conditions also matter. Those now in their 20s and 30s were hit particularly hard by the latest recession. Had it not been for the downturn, there would be about 1.5 million more households in existence, but many young people continue to live with their parents. As the economy improves, the presumption is that more young people will form their own households. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.